The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
All right, welcome back to the show. Y'all had a very fun time with Ewan last week. You're gonna have to excuse the shaven face a bit. We recorded this part two at the same time as we did part one, but we in the midst of editing, we figured we could chop these up into some nifty parts here. So part one with Ewan was all about him getting into filmmaking, working at a video store and all that fun stuff. Part two is some fun shit, dude. We're gonna get into how he gets into weed, how he gets into some awesome Hollywood antics. So get ready for part two right here. Kick the beat. How do you go from all this crazy ass shit to all the weed shit that you're doing right now?
I have landed into the cannabis market, and you know, I don't know how it happened. I really don't. It's just some things find you.
It's how gateways work.
I grew up very anti cannabis.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, like if you smoke weed, like you're the devil.
That's so hilarious to hear you say that. Wow.
I know. I felt like an asshole, and I still feel like an asshole to this day.
The amount of blunts and joints I've shared with you.
Dude, my mom, bro, you don't understand. My mom was smoking in the womb with me, she said. She's like, I knew I shouldn't have smoked that joint with your ass. I'm like, what you mean with... And I hit her with, what you mean with me? I've never smoked weed with you. I'm talking about when I was pregnant with you, dummy. Damn, bro. Yep.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, man, like I was so against that shit. And then eventually somebody said, listen, you know, they kind of laid it out a little bit. And they're like, listen, it is a natural plant. You can plant that shit in the woods just as a seed. It'll grow on its own if you leave it be. And you can pluck that, you can smoke it just the same as you could, you know, pluck an apple off a tree or anything like that. And they're like, is that apple going to kill you? Is that apple going to do anything? Might fill you up, you know, like if you eat enough of them, you might get a sugar rush. But, it, you know, it's no different than a plant. And I was like, all right, I kind of see that. There's no chemicals, blah, blah, blah. And then someone was like, listen, you can't really shit on it and what it does for people until you try it yourself. And I was like, you know what? All right. Valid point. You know, my perspectives in life are open a little bit more.
Scholarly peer pressure.
Oh, man. I tried a shit ton of Jolly Rancher edibles. And the Jolly Rancher edibles, you know, I popped the first one. And I love Jolly Ranchers. So I popped the first one. Didn't feel it. You know, edibles take time to kick in. I didn't know that.
And Jolly Rancher edibles altogether, they're hit or miss, to be honest with you, for me.
I had about 5 to 6 in one setting.
That's couch lock.
Holy shit.
Hopped in a taxi.
The one meme that's coming to play right now in my head is Dave Chappelle. Gotcha, bitch.
Right gotcha, here. Yeah. That's exactly. Gotcha,
you got Joey Diaz with like 5 or 6 of them.
How long was that taxi ride after those 5 edibles?
Oh, man. I felt like I was in that.
Your
like,
friend saw you take 6 and he went, oh.
Yeah, well, everyone kept saying that, but they're like, man, maybe you have a really high tolerance. Take another one, go for it. And by the time I got to like the 4th or 5th, when everyone was like, I just want to see what happens. You know? And I just kept popping these things, and it didn't dawn on me. Like, you know, sometimes you're sitting down and you feel good, but you don't realize how high you are until you stand up.
Get up and you get that blood rush. You're like, oh.
I didn't realize I was high. And so the entire time I kept going like, this is nothing. This is what weed is. Oh, come on, guys. This is nothing. It's not in my system. I was like, come on, this is nothing. I got out of the taxi where we were going and I was like, oh, where are we? And to this day, I still do not know if we did go to a barn in Hollywood and watched an Aretha Franklin concert or not. But that's what is cemented in my head so well, is that I was in this old ass like converted warehouse barn thing. Aretha Franklin's on stage with a big old band. In the entire event, I stood next in the back by the popcorn machine, licking popcorn out of a bag and trying to share it with people.
At that point, you have quite literally never been higher. Yeah.
Yeah. And they just straight up were like, hey, no one else is eating this popcorn because you're eating it nonstop and you look insane. So the machine, you can just eat the whole thing. And that was the first time on weed. And after that, I was like, you know what? I woke up. I did not have a hangover. And I was like, holy shit, that was amazing. I was like, I was completely wrong. I was an asshole. And then flash forward many years later to today, I'm like, all right, well, I need a pound a month or else I can't live.
Yeah. No, yeah. Like when last time I went over, you had like four humongous ass jars. Like, this guy running a shop in his home. What's going on here?
No, just got to have the difference. Just got to have some variety, you know, but oddly enough, I still consider myself a very posh stoner, if you will, a very posh stoner, because I smoke maybe two joints on a busy day, you know, six joints on like a chill day. I'll vape a little bit.
I've never seen you hit a piece or a bong or anything like that.
I've tried all the little different things, you know, like I own a few pipes and different things, but I'm just not really a pipe guy. I'm not really a bong guy. I'm a classic joint guy.
Perfect. This is leading to the next question.
Lay it on me.
Marry or kill? Bong, blunt, or metal pipe?
Ooh, okay. Well, kill the metal pipe. I hate that shit.
My mom will choke you out right now. My mom's had to say
No. I don't like that metal taste in my mouth. I actually felt horrible once. I had a company reach out to me. They wanted me to do a bunch of comedy stuff and like post about these like metal pipes. And I was like, yeah, they're cool looking. I can see their utility use. They sent them to me and I tried one and I was like, I hate these pipes. I don't want to work with you guys. I don't want to do anything. And I felt horrible about it, but I was like, I just really can't support a metal pipe. And so they're like, oh, well, that's totally fine. And I was like, I'll do a giveaway for you. I did a giveaway, but I still have a whole box of those metal pipes that I hate.
Bro, my mom's probably still, my last time when I was there, my mom had the same one from like 96, bro.
I'll send her a new one.
You can send her to boot.
Cocked up with that resin, bro. Cocked up with that resin and that metal screen.
Yeah, no, that was, that's I'll send her a new one because that's no bueno in my book. But so you said it was a metal pipe, it was a bong, and what was the other one?
A blunt, sir.
A blunt.
You said you'd kill the metal pipe.
I'd probably marry the blunt because it's close enough to a joint, but it's not exactly what you wanted. So it's kind of like that really hot girl that you wanted, but you ended up with the other girl, and you're like, it's good enough.
Her best friend or her enemy.
Yeah, or like her estranged cousin.
And it's got the evidence slowly burning away factor too.
And with a blunt, you can decide how much, you know, you want in each side and, you know, figure it out. So I think you marry the blunt, and I'd probably fuck a bong because, you know, it's got like a perfect little
hole.
It's got
the hole.
You can get it in there.
Yeah.
You can fuck a bong. I'm pretty sure somebody we know, like between all of us, we know somebody that's fucked a bong.
I'm pretty sure some weirdo stoner out there is waiting for the fleshlight bong.
You know, it probably exists. Amazon it right now. You know, it exists, I'm sure.
Go on Temu. I'm pretty sure.
You know what? That'll be my affiliate. We'll have to pick that up later. I'm going to go find a fleshlight bong and I'll affiliate link it in later. And we'll all profit from that shit.
I don't know about that, but look at this Vice article on that. It's pretty funny.
On
fucking a bong?
On really?
Oh no!
Oh, he's giving it head, bro.
No,
that's a fleshlight piece.
That's a fleshlight that he's changed. That's not appropriate.
I thought he was long dicking, bro. He looks like he's long dicking it, dude. Come on, bro.
Leave it to Josh to be like,
oh, you think that's just leave in it to your this, head? Bro.
He should get arrested just by that right there, bro. It's like, listen here, bro. I'm not even arresting you because you're smoking. I'm arresting you how you're smoking it. All right.
I mean, the worst part about that is if you read the article, he got it at a used store. So it just makes it worse. It's a Goodwill secondhand, wow. You know, fleshlight, pipe, bong, homemade. Home
All right.
Horrible. That looked bad, bro. That looked bad. Oh, I'd rather use an apple at that point.
Oh, dude. You know what? That's one thing. I've never smoked out of an apple.
What?
I've never done the apple yet.
We're changing that just for the novelty. We're going to 7-Eleven right when I get over there.
There you go. There you go.
Hey, just don't hit that bitch too hard or your throat.
Oh, yeah.
An apple bong saved my life out in Bangladesh. I swear to God. Oh.
Have you had a gravity bong?
I have. I've done a gravity bong. But I will say this. I've my very first gravity bong was a homemade gravity bong
with the Coke 2-liter bottle.
It was a 2-liter bottle inside of like a Kool-Aid pitcher kind of thing.
Yep, and then you lift it up.
Funny enough, I don't know if he'll get mad at me for saying it, but I smoked that with James Duvall.
Oh, shit. James Duvall is
his homemade gravity bong, and he was like, you got to try this.
You don't even know,
from Donnie Darko.
Dude, you don't even know. Dude, I used to be in high school. And me and the homie used to bring these two chicks to the house, and they wanted to get high, and that's how we were getting high. A fucking pumpkin, the plastic pumpkins that you would get for Halloween. I had one of those with a Mountain Dew bottle and a big metal bowl hooked on that bitch, bro. Oh, bro, we used to take that bitch to the neck, homie.
Oh, woo. Man, that's an aesthetic that I love already. Is the pumpkin at the bottom of that?
You're an Emmy Award winner, brother. You've been to, many awesome functions. Give us one awesome story from those, and I think you know the one I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're wanting. I'll say this out loud. You guys all know, I smoke weed now. That's my vice. But back in the day, I used to drink. Shocking. Leave it to the Irish guy. Oh, what, you used to drink? That's unheard of.
Wouldn't have guessed. But, yeah.
Like, I used to double fist that shit. Like, double. If my foot could grab glasses.
Hey, coming from
glasses,
the Sesame Street guy, dude. Like, it makes perfect sense.
That works out.
I had a few people comment on that. But yeah, I used to double fist drinks and I, go around all these award show events and it's open bar. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is I'm going to drink them dry, free money. So I used to double fist that. And I was a whiskey drinker. I would go in and I'd be like, hey, can I get a double whiskey? Not a single. Give me a double whiskey, a tall. Give me a whiskey.
I'm trying
tall.
To have a really good time today.
Too. Yeah, I was always give me the largest glass you got. Fill it up with whiskey, a little bit of ginger ale and some rocks and I'm good to go. And so It was the HBO's party for the Emmys that year.
Shit.
And because of, Sesame Street and shit, you get invited. And, HBO. I went to the event, was double fisting drinks. And I can't remember if it's the same event or not, but that was always, the HBO parties were a trip. But I was double fisting drinks, walking around. I got pretty drunk a little
too
quick.
You keep saying double fisting, too nasty.
I know.
Bro, you don't understand how bad I'm biting myself. Say pause.
Pause. That's why I keep giving it to you. I'm waiting. I'm like, how many times do I got to say double fisting to get these guys to break?
I'm over here every time he's saying, I'm like, ooh. Ooh.
Yeah,
I'm looking at Boo. I keep looking at Boo every single time you say that. I look up at Boo, what's he gonna say now?
I was setting you up. And in the hands, I'm just sitting
there he has anxiety attack.
Yeah, but I'm like, this is Tim's boy. This is Tim's boy. Calm yourself, Boo. Calm yourself, Boo. Don't come at him
it's
like
all
that.
It's good.
Double fisting. Oh, man. Pause.
Ewan's over there like, man, I've double fisted four times. They're really not saying a damn thing.
Yeah, and then when he went like this, he's like, I'm double fisting and double fisting. And I'm like, all right, now he's saying this shit. I'm like, all right, dude. Pause.
At this point, I was like, what I got to do? Do I got to whip out my 2-foot cock? I mean, come on, man.
Do I gotta pull two dudes in here and actually double fist? What do I gotta do?
Hey,
do I gotta whip out Bert and Ernie and put on a demo? What do I gotta do?
Bro, I gotta shower after all this double fisting.
I'll say this right now. I do have a 2-foot cock and I can whip it out and show it. I can prove it.
We'll take care for it.
I think you guys got to see it to believe it, because it's a Guinness World Book of Records.
No, bro. Like, you don't have to double fist it. You don't have to double fist it.
When you turn your camera on and you got up to leave the room real quick, we immediately thought you were about to moon us, dude.
No. Seriously. I told
that was
him,
me putting my pants back on.
That's what I told him. I go like this. I told him, oh, that would have been fun if he got up straight boxers and flip-flops on your asses.
But hey, just to get one final laugh before I finish this story that Tim so desperately wants, I got to show it to you. We've talked about it. I'm going to show it.
We built
so
up
you're going to have
cock.
To censor the shit out of this. No, here's my 2-foot cock. Hold on. Hang on. And there it is.
Oh, shit. He pulled out.
It's so
don't
big.
Don't choke it, dog. Don't choke the chicken, you. Dude. Thank don't you. Choke your chicken, dude.
It's got great girth, man. I gotta say.
I know, right? It's got these little bumps on it. Just ignore it. Okay, it'll go away.
It's bright yellow and red. I think there's something wrong with it.
Oh, wait. You know, I just realized, too, the people listening to this in a car ride right now are like, oh, my God, he really whipped it out. And like,
bro,
I never could think of it.
Bumpy. Bro, the cock, he's got a bumpy cock. That is hilarious, bro. His
I mean,
cock
it's,
is bumpy.
On top of being a bumpy cock, I see he's a big fan of cock rings. That thing's just staying on there.
There you go.
Bright yellow like right. that. I don't know, man.
Big red cock ring.
That is seriously one of my favorite jokes to pull out, because like when you do a stand-up set, sometimes I'll wear really big baggy sweatpants and I'll just hide that in there the whole time. First top of the set is coming out acting like grabbing an itch and moving shit around and just being like, oh man, I'm really sorry, I got a medical issue right now, I've got a 2-foot cock in my pants, I don't know what to do, so I'm gonna take it out if that's okay, people. I just gotta be comfortable. And I'll just pull this like a 2-foot cock out of my pants. That. And immediately everybody dies laughing. But the best part is before I leave, you squeeze that thing, it'll go for about a good 45 seconds on its own sometimes.
Wow.
And
like
so
a
you
dog
just
toy,
leave it
like
as you walk
toy?
Off.
That is funny, bro.
Just for 45 seconds.
That is how we'll end the podcast episode. I'll just give it a long squeeze.
And it'll work with intro that does that shit.
Yeah, our intro actually.
our intro, it works with, bro. You don't understand.
It really does. Okay, I want to see it happen. So finish the story. We got
to
get to that.
Okay, all right. So here we go. Back to the HBO party for the Emmys that year.
Double fisting, walking around drunk.
I was double fisting all night. Lots of drinks in my mouth. I was drunk. I was so drunk. I'm wandering around the party and I'm looking. I'm having a great time. You know, I met Mike Judge, all these different people. It was great.
Yeah.
And I look over at one table right dead center of the room and I'm like, holy shit, that's Ben Affleck. Batman's over there. I'm like, holy shit. And I'm looking down the table. I'm like, Larry David's at that table. Holy shit. Lindsay Shookus is at that fucking table. She's the executive producer of SNL at the time.
Playing poker or what?
she I think she was dating Ben Affleck at the time, too. But I was like, oh, man. And then I keep going down the table. There was another lovely woman there, and I cannot remember her name to save my life right now. But then the other person at the table, I thought it was Kevin Favreau, who did, like Iron Man and Swingers and all these amazing films.
Oh, John Favreau. Yeah.
John Favreau. Yeah, thank you. Sorry. John Favreau. So I'm like, holy shit. I think that's John Favreau at the table. And the handler I was with at the event was like, no, it's not. And I'm like, no, I think it is. I'm like, you know, I'm probably had, I don't know, 15, 16 drinks in there. I'm bad at math. But, it depends if I still had drinks in my hands, double fisting or not.
Double fisting, pause.
Just,
double
fist
champ.
Yep, there you go. Sometimes I can fit three if I stack it just right.
Oh, no. Triple pause.
It's like, boo. Bro. Nuh-uh.
It's okay. It's all right, boo. It's all right, brother.
So the handler is like, no, that's not him. I'm like, it is. And I was like, we've met before at Spielberg's AFI after party for Lincoln. And we talked about Westerns for, I don't know, a good 45 minutes. So I'm like, man, I'm going to go over and say hi. And he's like, it's not. Nope, don't. I'm like, but Ben Affleck, either way, I'm going over. And so I go over there and I just finished doing a cartoon with Jay Muse. And so I went over and like he was being super sweet talking to this old lady. And I waited for a little bit. And so I sat down next to John and I'm sitting there chatting with him. I'm like, hey, you probably don't remember me, but we met at the AFI after party for Lincoln, blah, blah, blah. I talked about Westerns for a while. And he's like, don't remember. Don't think we did. I'm like, no, we did, man. Like, don't play that with me. We did for hours. You know, he's like, no, I really don't think we did. And I'm like, no, we did. And he was, I don't think that happened. And I was like, it did. He's like, I don't think so. And I was like, it really did. So I started to just wait for Ben Affleck and retell the entire conversation from that night, talking about all those Westerns and everything. And John just sitting there like, wow, really? I don't remember that. I don't remember that either. That's crazy. Really? Really? I don't remember that. So I'm like, is he f***ing with me right now? Or is he just not remember Carol's? Like, maybe he was drunk. I was drunk. Well, probably, you know? So I was like, all right. And so Ben Affleck finishes conversation. And I'm like, hey, Ben, you know, like I just did this cartoon with Jay. Have you guys talked to him? I guess, no, I miss those guys. I wish I talked to him. This is before Reboot. So I could have been the one to reconnect him. And I missed that opportunity.
Yeah.
We started talking. He was a great guy. You know, we took photos together. He was tall, beautiful. If I was two more drinks in, who knows what could have happened.
Double fist session right there.
Double fist.
You would have been double fisting him.
Triple fisting. Triple fisting for Ben. He gets anything. Big daddy. You know, but
Boo?
Nah, we're good right now.
So, you know, and then Ben invites me to sit down at the table. That's how great of a guy he was. He was like, have a seat. And I was like, oh, yeah. Thank you so much. So I sat next to John across from Ben at this star-studded table of legends. And I'm drunk and I'm sitting there finishing my last drink in my hand because I already finished the other. So I was done double fisting. It was the last double fist. I was down to a single. I was a solo now. I was just doing solo fisting, you know.
Oof. But we're beyond that. Josh, just start a counter from here on out now. You can ad-lib my pauses, all right?
Pause.
So I'm sitting at the table, and I'm just like, wow, this is amazing. I'm finishing my last drink, and I look across, and Ben is folding a straw. Just folding it as tight as he humanly can. And then it dawns on me like, oh shit, I forgot he was going through, you know, like he had quit alcohol just before because he had, you know, was drinking a lot as the news said. And so I was like, oh shit. And I'm like, what do? I should hurry up and finish this real quick. So I just finished the drink talking to John, but I like chugged that thing, just chugged it away.
And they're looking at you like,
but anyway, chugged it away and then and kept talking to John the whole time. And he's like, I don't think that happened. I don't remember that. Really crazy. Okay. And I'm just like, this guy, he's pissing me off. And I was like, I don't know what's going on right now, but like, I feel crazy. And then the girl next to him, whose name I cannot remember, and I feel terrible right now. But she goes, can you take a photo of the table? Like, you know, all of us. And I was like, yeah, sure. Of course. So I take the phone. I'm standing there. I'm lining it all up. And I like to get a lot of photos. You know, I'm that guy. I want to make sure they get their memories. Like, I'm looking at all these faces in the phone in front of me. Like, I'm like, this is crazy. And I start to sober up. And I'm like, oh, shit. But as I'm sobering up, I'm like thinking this is crazy. I'm like, these are all like legends. And so I said, like, smile for the camera. You're all legends. You're all legends. You're all legendary. Legend. You're a legend. You're a legend. You're a legend. Like, like I was Oprah saying everybody's legends. And dawned on me how so like drunk I was, and I was sober quick. Some paparazzi guy came over and he was like, let me take a photo. I was like, yeah, he's got a better camera. So he took the photo. I didn't sit back down. I should have. I was dumbass. But he took the photo and I was like, all right. And then I'm like, I feel embarrassed. I'm going to go. One more hug for Ben. Goodbye, everybody. Larry David just staring at me the whole time. Never really said a word. He was, you know, he was quiet. He just kept looking at me and smirking the whole time. Just like
this guy.
You know, wait, like he knew hear. I was drunk. He knew it. Like, you know, and Lindsay Shookas was there, and I'm like, well, I'm never getting on SNL, so and I walked away. And the next day, this is the real kicker. Next day, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna see if that photo that the guy took made it on there, that table. Maybe I wanted that photo. I don't know. So I look up. Sure enough as shit, there it is on Getty Images the next day from the HBO Emmy party. They got the photo of the table. My hand made it into that photo, but they didn't credit me for that because it was just a hand.
That was double fisting.
You were fisted. You got your fist in there.
I'm actually kind of glad I wasn't sitting at the table for the photo with two drinks. But they go down the list and I'm like, all right, so there's Ben Affleck, Lindsay Shookus, Larry David, the girl's name I can't remember. And not John. But instead, instead, it was Larry David's, counterpart from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Jeff Garland. He was looking at Jeff Garland the entire time.
Garland.
He was so smashed that he confused Jeff Garland for Jon Favreau.
And the worst part is the handlers kept telling me the entire time it was not. But I had convinced myself. So that entire, I don't know how long.
Tupac's alive too.
Man.
Larry David was sitting there like, look at this guy. Like, just
I'm surprised it didn't end up in Curb. Like, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he just wrote that into a scene. Drunk Irish guy at a party retells you the entire conversation he had with a different person.
And then you were telling me you were at like,
here's the button on this. Tim, you're gonna. This is what you wanted. I know this is what you wanted. You know, so I'll give it to you. A few years later, like, you know, it goes by. A good few years later, I got invited to go to the signing, or not the signing, but the hand cementing of Kevin Smith and Jay Muse at the Chinese Theater, the TCL Chinese Theater. So. I went there. We watched everything. Ben was there. Gave him all in. And I got a chance real quick to just sneak over at the very beginning and be like, oh, Ben, I don't know if you remember me or not. And he looks over, gets this little kind of twinkle in his eye and goes, what's up, legend?
Wow.
I immediately, it was like, well, good to see you. I just walked away. I was like, I ain't f-ing finishing that. Oh, they man,
this is the picture.
There's the one. And that's my hand right there on the left that they didn't credit me for. But the worst.
Right there on the corner.
I see it right there.
Larry David's face is amazing.
That was the face he gave me the entire night. But if you look in this photo, Ben is staring right at me, smiling because we bonded. We were buddies now.
You're legendary.
Jeff Garland stared at me like, this guy's the biggest idiot.
You made Ben's day because he probably kept hearing you all day call that dude John. Yo, John.
God, I felt so horrible.
Dude, but, if he had any issues like trying to like not drink that night, you kept him entertained. Oh my God.
He's like, nah, I gotta drink. Well, I don't have to drink ever again.
I don't have to drink.
You know, the funny thing is, if you look on this table, you will see all these different drinks here. In front there is, what, two empty glasses in between those Voss water bottles.
I can see all ears. Oh, my God.
Yep.
And down all of them.
I came over with two drinks, left with none. And
oh, my God.
And this was the moment. But it was, where's her name? Carissa Thompson. She posted the photo that I took from her cell phone on her Twitter at the time. # legends. This is why I will never work in this town again and why my films don't come out.
It's the legend guy? No, that shit.
Yep. So this was my big moment and I f***ed it up.
But hey, dude, I mean, shit, you took a $500 photo. Good on you.
There you go. Yeah, but man, I didn't get paid. Man.
Shit, dude, it's been amazing having you on. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Thank you for
hopping on our little show, dude.
Thank you for gracing us with your time. Yeah. We know you're busy.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. No, thank you all so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, if you got anything you're trying to plug, dude, go for it.
My 2-foot cock.
There you go.
Affiliate marketing.
Trying to plug your 2 foot cock, double fist into everyone.
I'm just trying to plug me, guys, at this point. There you go. Setting
you see,
it up.
You see, like, I'm literally staring at Boo and shit. Is he going to say? No, he's going to say.
I kept setting it up.
Dude, for me, his video paused. It's literally stuck.
No, but I had a blast. This was great.
Like your socials. What do you want to...
You can find me on whatever socials I still have active because I hate social media that much. But, you know, I'm around. You can find me at Got Ewan. You can't probably spell my name anyways. But, yeah, it's Got Ewan. That's where I am on every social media out there.
Go check him out. Thank you. Big shout out to Big Comedy Network, and thank you so much for linking us up with them, dude.
They're a great network. Amazing. Yeah, amazing people, amazing creators on the network.
Shout out to Scott and Kathy.
You know? Yeah, big shout out. Big shout out. So, wouldn't happen without
Ewing,
them.
Shout out to Josh, shout out to Tim, Roth, you know.
Shout out to all the legends.
Well,
legends.
All right, Josh, get that beat ready, and Ewan,
choke that chicken.
Yeah. All right. I will choke my chicken.
Be good humans.
Told you. I told you, bro. I told you. I told you that shit was gonna work perfectly.